This is the Flight School Podcast, the place where goal setters go to become goal getters. I'm your host, Jen Lafine, and I'm here to remind you that your wings are ready. It's time to fly. Let's go. Welcome back to the Flight School Podcast. I hope your new year is off to an amazing start, my friends. Thank you for being here today. Now, this week, we are talking about how our thoughts are not facts. And I'm very excited to bring this content to you today because this is something that when I learned this one little thing, it really had a huge impact on me. Our minds are filled with the thoughts, stories, and beliefs that we've been carrying around for our whole entire lives. They are so much a part of us that we never stop to ask ourselves if these thoughts that we are using to make decisions about our lives are actually our chosen truth, or for that matter, if they're even helpful. Today, we are shining a spotlight on our minds to see if the things that we believe to be our truth and make decisions about our life are actually true at all, or if they are just stories that we tell ourselves. Now, I was well into my 40s before I learned something that changed my life and brought me to where I am today. Thoughts are not facts. We are walking around believing that every thought our brain sends us is a fact, but in fact, they're not. For something to be a fact, it has to be a universal truth, which means everyone needs to agree that it is true. If a thought is not factually true, it is just our opinion, and our opinions can be changed. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say that you are an aspiring writer and you've written some poems, and your friends and your family love your poems and they encourage you to send them off to a writing contest. You decline, telling them, "There's no way that I could win." Inside your body, that thought, "There's no way that I could win," feels like the truth, right? But do you really know that there is no way that you could win? No, you are using what feels like the truth to keep from putting yourself and your poetry out there for judgment. You are denying yourself the chance to grow. So here's another example. I am the firstborn in my family, and for years, I carried around the belief that firstborn kids had to be the responsible ones in the family. They had to be high achieving and not disappoint others. And I believed these thoughts to be true, and they influenced a lot of the decisions I made in my life. This led me to a lot of people pleasing and doing things that I thought that I should do, not what I wanted to do. But then I learned that thoughts are not facts, and I began to question these beliefs. These were beliefs that I thought were my own, but really, I probably just absorbed them from the way that I was raised, the messages that I received from society and my education. I didn't realize that I could actually disagree and reject them if I wanted. And the key here is, if I wanted, we have a choice in what we choose to make our personal beliefs. The key to learning how to separate thoughts from facts is that you need to learn how to become what I consider to be an observer of your thoughts, kind of like you're standing across the street and watching what your thoughts are doing. I found two practices that have really helped me in this. The first is meditation, and it's a very powerful practice that is simply quieting your mind and letting the thoughts pass as if they were clouds in the sky. You don't attach any meaning to them at all. You're just observing them. The other practice that I love to use is journaling. And I love to use my journal as a brain dump. And I put all of my thoughts down onto the page. And then once I'm done, I go back with a highlighter and I highlight any sentence that could pass the fact test, which means everyone would agree that it's true. Now I want to explore some of the common thoughts that I've seen people believe to be the truth and limit their potential, because maybe you are doing the same thing. So here we go. The first one is, I'm too old to blank. And unless you're on your deathbed, I'm too old is a thought and not a fact. As a matter of fact, It's also an excuse that a lot of us use to avoid doing hard things, right? Another thought is, I don't know how to blank. This one is tricky because it may be that you don't know how to do it, but be careful because it is also a limiting belief. It limits you because it shuts down the next thought, but I can learn how by blank. I always tell my clients that as long as they know how to type something into a Google search, there is nothing that they can't figure out. Another thought that is often believed to be the truth is, I'm a bad blank, and fill in the blank. I'm a bad mom, wife, spouse, daughter, employee, etc. This is a thought and not a fact. Certain situations may arise that may put us in what would be considered to not be our finest hour, but that does not make us bad at anything. Another thought that is often confused with fact is, I can't blank. And again, fill in the blank. I can't learn to paint. I can't have a hard conversation. I can't leave my job, etc. Be careful that you're not confusing I can't with I don't want to. One is a fact and the other is a thought, but to your brain, it's hard to tell the difference. Another one is, I don't have enough time. Now, this one is a doozy and is very popular. Is it really true that you don't have enough time, or is it just an excuse to get you out of doing something? I hear this one a lot when I talk to people about starting a journaling practice. They have resistance to doing something new, and so they drop the I don't have enough time excuse in. But if we were to do a time audit, we would find that they have a lot of time in their schedule. And finally, another thought that people confuse with being a fact is the thought, I need to blank before I can blank. So for example, I need to lose weight before I can have my professional headshots taken. This is another thought that can feel so incredibly true, but it isn't. The fact is, you can have your photos taken at any time. Your weight has nothing to do with it. So I want you to take a look at the thoughts that you are using to limit what you're capable of and ask yourself these questions. Is this a fact, or does it just feel like a fact? Do I agree with this thought and want to make it my truth? What is this thought protecting me from? How is this thought limiting me? And finally, what do I want to believe instead? To wrap things up for today, I want to remind you that you, and only you, get to decide your truth. Examining those thoughts that you've spent your entire life believing and making a conscious decision about what you want to believe. We use our thoughts and emotions to make decisions about how we live our lives. Make sure that those thoughts and emotions are ones that you have chosen for yourself. You can't go wrong. So once again, my friends, I want to remind you, your wings are ready. It is time for you to fly. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Flight School Podcast. If you want to continue to receive Flight School lessons directly into your podcast feed, please be sure to follow the show. And if you know someone who could benefit from what I teach here on the podcast, why not share this episode with them and help them out? If you are looking for more support to help you spread your wings and fly, please visit my website at www.jenlafine.com/work with me to learn more. Have a great week, and I'll see you again soon.